And that's when we found him, eaten by the dog.
You should not have said that, Bobby.
It's true enough, though, isn't it? Dead on the John, Mama. And his ears chewed clean off.
A mature person would have said, "We regret that Daddy has passed." A mature adult-type person would have left out the disgusting details. Now, Mother, now, Daddy's spirit lives on here, in all of us.
Like a possession. A haunting.
Clarissa!
We'll drag his spirit with us like a boulder nailed to our backs.
He loved that dog! He kissed that dog on the mouth!
I could have said ingested by his
dog. Oh!
Well, Biscuit's a good dog!
Shut up! Shut up! I don't want to remember Daddy that way. I want to think about him when he still had his hands and all of his nose.
Oh, his nose!
I want to talk at the funeral.
I think you have proved yourself to be too much of a child, too unable to swallow the bad and spit back out the good.
Oh, don't you call me no names. I'll call you a couple of names.
I will do the speaking because I have the self-control. I will say, he was an American citizen of this country.
He toiled. He liked meat boiled. He kept his hinges oiled.
He is gone. What will we do, I wonder? He was always here, and now he won't be. It will be as though something is missing.
Shut that dog up, for Christ's sake.
Oh, Biscuit just wants to say howdy. He's lonely as hell. He was holed up in that bathroom for 4 days until we found him. He's got some shit to get off his chest.
I'm gonna put that dog down.
You try it, I'll stab you in the stomach. Take you all day to bleed to death. Come on, make your move.
Mother, he's gonna kill me. He's got a weapon.
Children, gather. Put down your knife, honey. Your father knew this day would come. He knew that life was a finite gift, but that the love in families is eternal. So he prepared for this day. Here is something he wanted you each to have.
What?
Pens. Cross pens.
I'm giving mine to my doll, Beatrice. Beatrice likes it.
I'm not wasting mine sticking it down the neck of a stupid headless doll.
Beatrice is only nearly headless.
Here, Biscuit. Want to play fetch? Here you go, buddy.
I love my pen. Bobby, Daddy never felt you measured up, you know.
That's ass.
He didn't.
Well, he gave me the stupid pen, didn't he? That proves something.
Watch your mouth. Have some respect for the dead. Some of us loved him, right, Clarissa?
And in the dark, the monsters crawl.
What?
I'm talking to Beatrice. They crawl like water. They eat nothing but fingers while you sleep. They slide into your blankets. You don't hear them coming. They're silent. And when you wake up, the windows open, you look down, and your hands are bloody paws. You have to get hooks for your hands and a patch. And in a parrot, the monsters, they turn you into a pirate, send you to the sea. Yarr! To the gallows!
Hey! How come you always have that doll anyway? Where's its head?
It's not an it. It's a she. Her name is Beatrice. She has feelings.
Where's her head?
That's how she came. She doesn't need it.
How does she eat?
She sucks it in through her neck.
Oh, show me.
It's private.
Clarissa, you are a grown person. You're too old to have a doll.
Just because you don't think she's alive doesn't mean she isn't alive. She lives at night.
Just leave her alone, Genevieve.
Don't talk to me, criminal. You all make me sick. I feel sick. I'm getting a giant hive. All of you are giving me a hive.
You smell like spit.
Mother!
I think we should have a moment of silence for Daddy.
For Daddy.
And in that moment, everybody remembered Daddy. Bobby remembered Daddy.
You can't mix that shit, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, this bong can purify. It's the bong of the gods. Baptize me.
Suck it, man. You have to really hold it.
Oh, I feel like puking. I'm gonna puke big.
I told you not to mix in all that paint thinner, man. You gotta do that shit after.
Shut up. Do you hear something? It's my freaking father. Do I look stoned? Do I look stoned? Oh, look at me. Look at me. Crap, I look stoned. I look totally stoned. Look at my head, man. My head is huge.
It's huge.
You'll know. You'll totally know. Oh. Jesus Christ. He'll send me to that military academy.
Right on.
Okay, now do I look stoned? Look at me. I look okay, right? If I turn sideways, I look fine. Hey, Dad.
Genevieve remembered Daddy.
I hurt myself in gym class on the tetherball net. I think there's a dent in my eye. So the nurse said I could come home. Because I'm allergic to the smell of the tumbling mats. They make my ear bleed. And then I could have those fits again. And you said, Daddy, you said if I have the fits again, you're going to take me out of school because that's not good for people to be seeing. My fits are private. Right? Right? Do you want to see where I got bit by this boy during study hall? I had to have a shot for that. Daddy? Do you want me to get you a martini? Dry with three olives? Daddy?
Mother remembered Daddy.
At night, he was so quick like a jackrabbit. I think it's nice he gets it done. He doesn't muck around with a lot of that wet stuff like in those silly movies. He's efficient. Sometimes I don't even notice. I go right on eating chocolates or reading my home journal. And boom, he's all done, zipped up and asleep. He makes these noises, like a kitten while he sleeps. It hurts my ears. So a lot of times while he's sleeping, I'll pinch him hard under the armpit. Pinch and twitch, and he'll stop making those noises. We've been married for 37 years. I always said I'd marry a man named Harold, and I just went right ahead and did.
Clarissa remembered Daddy.
Daddy eats too much, Clarissa.
I know he does, Beatrice.
What if he eats everything? And there's nothing left for us. I don't like that, Daddy.
I don't either.
I wish we could get a new Daddy. A smaller Daddy who would not get mashed potatoes in his mustache. A Daddy that did not unbuckle his pants after dinner. Find a Daddy that would buy us all of the hamsters we need.
But Beatrice, the hamsters never last.
Hamsters and snakes can be mated.
I think they can.
I wonder, how could we get a new daddy?
Well, we'd have to get rid of the old one first.
We would. Wouldn't we?
Daddy, are you in there? I made you a cupcake. You should eat it real fast.
Oh, good boy, Biscuit. Give me the pen. Give me the pen. Good boy.
Mother, how come you didn't notice Daddy was in the bathroom all that time?
I don't know, honey. He was like that. Sometimes we'd be in the same room for hours and I'd just plumb forget he was there. Then he'd snort and spit in that handkerchief and I'd think, oh yeah, there he is.
Once upon a time, there was a lovely family, inside and out, sturdy as a luxury liner. At the helm steering their proud ship was Daddy. Daddy, a man like a wedge of cheese, a man of jowl and principles.